Okay, this is my story. I was like 10 years ago, I was a young lawyer and a law firm owner. It is not typical in the law business to own your own law firm at this like young age. However, I managed to, fulfill my dreams and to have my own law firm. I really, at the same time, I really wanted to start a family and travel the world while working, of course. But I didn't want to lose my clients, or I also didn't want to remain without any income. I wanted to make money while being a mom, wife, and traveling the world. The thing was that I was working 14 hours a day and trading my time for money. However, doing a classical lawyer's job, going to court and stuff, and meeting with clients, I wasn't able to earn enough to travel, let alone start a family and being a mother or a wife like I wanted to. To make things worse, I really wanted to start a family and spend time with my boyfriend. My parents were also telling me to get a normal job for a woman because I will have to choose family or career. And myself being a very ambitious person from the very young age, and at the same time wanting to start a family and travel the world, I wouldn't have never been happy if I had to choose between the two. The problem was being a lawyer was quite a traditional calling, having meetings with clients, going to court without writing, studying. I was only able to take as many clients as I could serve. And also I hired one lawyer and a secretary to work for me. I became even more stuck now, having to pay regular wages for my employees and be there to delegate tasks. I was desperate. Then, as if by chance, something happened. I heard somewhere about the 80-20 principle, the Pareto principle, and I made a list of all my clients, figured out that I was making 95% of my profit for my top three clients, and guess what? Those were the ones with which I had to spend the least time with, as I was dealing with them completely online in the virtual world. I also learned a lot about doing business virtually, meeting with clients via Zoom and other platforms, getting an international clients and working on the most interesting projects virtually, all while living in Pula, Croatia, which is like a small country in transition, which is not like very developed. Suddenly, I was earning the same amount of money while working half of the time. I realized the secret was in the digitalization of my business. My plan was to have as many clients online and get rid of the time-consuming and not paying clients in the more traditional way. With time, I found out that I was still trading time for money, and although the audience and the clients were all virtual, much better paying, but still it was like it required quite a lot of time if I wanted to grow the company. I also bought the best equipment, so, you know, best computers, best video cameras and stuff. Business was booming. I was more becoming, but I was still trading the time for money. I was earning more, but still I hit the ceiling. I decided to automate my business and to and the way I could have done that was to sell my IP, my intellectual property, to more people than just one, like not to custom made, but not to tailor made, but to in a more general way, and that was through general mentoring of my clients. I was more transitioning from being a classic lawyer in the law, in the causes, in the legal matters. I was transitioning into the becoming more so like a mentor or a consultant. Considering that many of my clients had all the same issues, I decided to record my answers and to serve many of them at the same time by using the recordings. And that proved to be very, very, very efficient because I could, the sky was the limit on how many people I could serve through my IP, through my the recordings of the solutions to the challenges that people were facing in the virtual world. After creating the Digital Business Academy, I was not only able to become a successful entrepreneur and wife, and I'm still a lawyer because I love being a lawyer, I love writing, I loved going in front of the court in the arena of, you know, legal matters, but I managed to create the online courses for other people to completely digitalize their business. So if you are wondering, like, you know, I'm in the business which cannot be digitalized, which cannot be completely online, just bear in mind that I managed to digitalize my own business and even took a step further to become a business mentor and a business consultant by way of doing online courses, educational courses, and running a company, running a law firm, and also being a mother of two and traveling the world as much as we can. So hope that you are, that my story was interesting to you, and that's all.